Time magazine just named its Person of the Year, a tradition dating back to 1927. That's the year Charles Lindbergh was Time's very first pick. He'd just completed his solo New York to Paris flight.
I landed with the expectancy and the hope of being able to see Europe. It was the first time I'd ever been abroad, and I wasn't in any hurry to get back.
There have been humanitarian picks. In 1930, for example, Gandhi was the top choice. Totalitarian dictators have been the person of the year. Adolf Hitler in 1938. Joseph Stalin made it twice, in 1939 and 1942.
Groups have been named as well. In 1966, it was all young people. In 1975, U.S. women. And one bit of linguistic trivia here. It was 1999 that Time's Man of the Year became Person of the Year. Commentator Bill Langworthy is this year's choice, along with a few other people.
I was shocked when I saw Time's Person of the Year cover. I was expecting a humanitarian or world leader, but instead saw a computer and the word you. Yes, you, it reassured. You control the information age. There were so many deserving people this year, so I was surprised, as well as humbled, to learn that the Person of the Year was, in fact, me. Fortunately, I had prepared a brief acceptance speech because you just never know. Wow, I can honestly say I didn't expect this. JFK, MLK, now me. And to think, a year ago, I was running Windows 98 with an infected hard drive and had three friends on my MySpace, including Tom. I could never have been P of the Y without a lot of help. I'd like to thank the Numa Numa guy, OK Go, Chad Vader, and Lonely Girl 15. I'd also like to thank everyone who downloaded my mashup of Panic at the Disco versus Loudon Wainwright III. I'd be remiss if I didn't say a word about the other nominees. Al Gore, loved your movie. I watched it on a file-sharing site, then burned DVDs for all my friends. Kim Jong-il, I really thought you had me when you detonated that nuclear device. There's always next year. As you've read on my blog, my road to Person of the Year was not without a few bumps. I dropped almost $300 on a Zune that was supposed to connect me to new music and friends. It might have, if anyone else had actually bought one. I also lost my job when I spent 3 days camped out at a Best Buy chasing a PS3. But, as my fellow POTY Winston Churchill once said, victory at all costs. Now, as I join the company of popes and presidents within the immortal pages of Wikipedia, I'm reminded that my work is far from done. There will always be witty IMs to compose, and 18 parody webisodes to produce. There will always be camera phone pictures to Photoshop, and more Guitar Hero songs to unlock. In conclusion, I want to thank you for making me your Person of the Year, not only because it is a great honor, but chiefly because it will look really cool on my Facebook.com profile.
Writer Bill Langworthy lives in Los Angeles.